Es ist immer wieder gut, dass wir dieses Bild vor Augen haben. Wir werden es
It's
jetzt nicht
good
einblenden.
that we have this picture before our eyes, the tabernacle, where his dwelling place is, that we can see it. Fellowship up till now showed us that the Lord wants to have a holy people because he is holy. Everything he has shown us up till now serves to this purpose that we pursue holiness. We've entered through this big gate into the outer court, and this entrance was also through Christ, who is our way. Whatever he has prepared for a complete salvation and redemption. And we now enter into this realm where everything else has to stay outside, as the brothers have shown. There is a going on, a development here. We can see this from the materials used. In the outer court, to recap it, we have this clear picture that it's a separation to outside with this fine linen, this pure linen, and the pillars from acacia wood covered with bronze. And the sockets on which these pillars rested were made from bronze. The clear picture that you can only enter in through the judgment of the Lord. But now we are no longer outside, we are all inside now. We saw the burnt offering altar, the bronze laver. All this must serve us to gain the Lord more, to even participate in his holiness. Now, if we see the sanctuary, it is much smaller than the outer court. Outer court is a big area where the people of God all can go in. And all the priestly service with the offerings take place there. There's a lot to do, to take care of. Need to take care of the holiness of the Lord with every step and not miss it. But for the sanctuary, there is a second enclosure, so to speak, which is different in its essence, in its nature. The material is more precious there. In the beginning, there's a lot of bronze. Now, we have five pillars at the entrance. They're also from acacia wood, but covered with gold. And they stand on bronze feet. It's five, not two or three. But five pillars. And the boards of the dwelling place, maybe we can read the verses in Exodus 16, no, sorry, 26.
On.
Starting from verse 15 to 25. And for the tabernacle, you shall make the boards of acacia wood, standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and 1.5 cubits shall be the width of each board. 2 tenons shall be in each board, for binding one to another. Thus you shall make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side. You shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under each of the boards for its 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, there shall be 20 boards. And there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under each of the boards. For the far side of the tabernacle, westward, you shall make 6 boards. And you shall also make 2 boards for the 2 back corners of the tabernacle. They shall be coupled together at the bottom, they shall be coupled together at the top by 1 ring. Thus it shall be for both of them. They shall be for the 2 corners. So there shall be 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under each of the boards. A very compact picture. That's the dwelling place of God as described in the scriptures. The boards are of acacia wood. We remember acacia wood. Let's read for this 2 Timothy 1:10. It's an uncorruptible wood. Now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Life and immortality, or uncorruptibility. These boards were made of this acacia wood, which is incorruptible, but it's overlaid with gold, standing on silver sockets. A wonderful picture that shows us when we enter this tabernacle, we have to see this material. Everything in the tabernacle is made from gold. It shows us the dwelling place of God is like God's nature. That's how what his dwelling place is like too. There you don't have you can't touch anything natural or earthen. The main separation for this is also in our soul, which is the sanctuary. We remember that the tabernacle is built in 3 parts, like us men, with spirit, soul, and body. The soul is this inner hidden part in our being. We don't see it. We see each other face to face. But there's more in us. The spirit, praise the Lord, that has been made alive, reborn. but also our soul. This is the picture of the sanctuary. This sanctuary is full of this precious material, and also the measure, the dimensions are very meaningful. Cannot enter into it all because of time. But these boards are 10 cubits long and 1.5 in the width. Wonderful. Only Christ is as perfect as this. He bears the whole responsibility in the house of God. He's able to. It's number 10. Christ is the one who fulfilled everything. He fulfilled the 10 commandments fully. And this precious redemption, which is portrayed in the silver sockets, the boards stand firm on this redemption. They have no more contact with the fallen earth soil. And there are two tenons, joints into the sockets. We have a firm standing in God's salvation. The boards are standing upright. It's good that at this time, brothers and sisters, we can stand before the Lord upright, fully turned to Him. All these details are precious. They show us what the Lord, how the Lord was in His humanity, and also how He revealed divinity. Acacia wood covered with gold, overlaid with gold, shows it's God manifested in the flesh. Acacia wood in itself would be very good. You could say, why isn't it sufficient? It's so solid. No worms, so firm. But the Lord ordained it that it should be overlaid with gold, the nature of God, so that the nature of God would be fully expressed. We can and have to gain this nature today. Know that through all the offerings, you come into the experience to gain His humanity, also His divine, to participate in His divine being, in, that we can purchase gold, gain gold. Very precious.
Mit goldenen Riegeln verbunden. Vielleicht können wir das
lesen. Let's read that these Exodus 27, 26 through 29, showing that the boards were connected with bars, golden bars. And you shall make bars of acacia wood. 5 for the boards on one side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the far side westward. The middle bar shall pass through the midst of the boards from end to end. You shall overlay the boards with gold, make their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and overlay the bars with gold. And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to its pattern, which you were shown on the mountain.
Ja, ja, diese Riegel, gell, sie halten
these bars are holding the boards of this tabernacle together. They have a wonderful order. And all their material also is precious. Like the boards, it's of acacia wood and with overlaid with gold. It's five altogether. If you imagine the tabernacle, you see the side on the north, on the south, and on the west. These bars were pushed through. Especially the one bar that goes through all the boards in the middle. It's precious to see that our fellowship, our connection, what holds us together is the Father, is God Himself in His nature. We've often experienced it. And we've asked ourselves, what is holding us together? If we look at the natural things, what's our understanding of the church, or what we see in the Word, that we come from different regions and would like to be together in this building, of certain preferences. All this doesn't fit into this building. They don't hold us together. They even make it collapse. It's because it's being tested. That's the main aspect in these precious materials, that they are being tested. If we see what is the essence of this oneness that holds us together, then we'll long for it and pray, Lord, be you our connection. You must keep us together. And we need these golden rings, golden bars, otherwise we could not stand firm. We've made of this material, but we need this holding together by God Himself. We can read John 17, 20-23. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they be made, may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. This word is very clear. It shows that the Lord Himself is in this fellowship, and is also our fellowship through the golden bars. It's him in the Father and the Father in him and they in us. We have this fellowship together through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This is gold. Very practical. Leaves no room for any other elements. We have to gain this goal today by any means, at any cost. This precious oneness is what we need to hold on to. Ephesians 4, verse 3.
Seid eifrig bestrebt, die Einheit.
Endeavoring to keep the one unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This oneness that we read about in John 17 was created by the Lord. And this is what keeps us together, what joins us, and we have to keep this. We don't have to bring forth a oneness. No, it's in God. We have received Him. And we hold on to this oneness. Praise the Lord for these boards and the bars which binds them together. This dwelling place of God is wonderful, even if you look at this material. On the outside, on the top, it's covered with four beautiful coverings.
Diese vier Zeltdecken. Oh, Vater.
These four coverings. Also show us that the Lord is not so simple, built in a simple way. Through the being of this dwelling place, if we see covering after covering, the first one that is, they cover the holy place and the Holy of Holies.
Ja, vielleicht um es ein bisschen abzukürzen. Das ist im Kapitel 6.
It's in chapter 26. The first verses that describe these coverings. I don't have much time to go into everything, but it begins with the fine linen. Made by weavers, like they are weaver, and the thread has different colors. Maybe we should read it. 1-6. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue, purple, and scarlet thread, with artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. And every one of the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be coupled together one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. And you shall make loops of blue yarn.
Ja, ich glaube, wir können es lassen. Mal so
I
weit.
Think we can stop here.
Wir sehen hier das Wesen des Herrn auch in diesem.
The Lord's being is also expressed in these different coverings, in these curtains.
Sind genau definiert auf die
Breite. Exactly defined length and breadth. And how they're put together, coupled very harmoniously, very practically. It's being put in a way that they can also be taken apart. That not all is just one area hanging together. And how they are joined through blue loops and golden pieces on it. The other three curtains, the second one was made from the hair of ram skins, shows us Christ as our sin offering. Goat's hair, so close to this tabernacle. And then you also see archer skins. There's also Christ, our sin offering. And we have a strong cover, which is very thick, that covers it all. Oh yeah, that's the Batcha. Especially this Batcha skin shows that when you look from above, it doesn't look so nice. It's not so attractive, but it's so robust, so solid.
Äußeren Dinge der Abgrenzung der Stiftshütte.
That's the outward separation of the tabernacle. And if you go into the holy place, there's a curtain to the Holy of Holies on four golden pillars with silver sockets. Another separation of very precious material. We need this view that the Lord can reveal this to us. We can see the pictures. It's very good. Maybe you think, I know that all. Before we enter the Holy of Holies, we know what's inside the holy place, we know what's inside, we know the meaning of the utensils. But we have to come to the Lord and ask Him, Father, through your light, show me these holy things, that I do not only see them, but they become substance in my experience. That's why Paul, the apostle, prayed again and again for the saints to receive more light and revelation. We need the light from the Lord. Amen. It's built very solidly. I'd like to come back to the pillars at the entrance, the five pillars. Why five at the entrance? They also had a special order. Maybe we can see the picture shortly. Just a moment.
Ja, hier haben wir sie. Genau. Fünf Stück, immer zwei.
There they are. Five altogether, two on the outer side and one in the middle. This is very good. The Lord thinks of everything. Maybe we arrange simply, with the same distance. The Lord arranged it that way so that the furnishing can be put in out again. The pillars are these elements that are supporting and that we need in the house of God. They carry the golden hooks. Curtain is in the same color as the entrance of the tabernacle, also on the outside, the outer court. These colors show us the access to the Father who is living there. Thus needs the solid humanity of the Lord that is standing firm. We saw in Revelation 3
Hey Jesus. Wo der Herr zur Gemeinde dort in Philadelphia sagt.
When the Lord says to the church in Philadelphia, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. Such pillars that we need in the house of God. Such a pillar carries, will never go out anymore. Our prayer is that the Lord will make many of us such solid pillars. For this, we need to see how we gain all the offerings, how we gain the material, how we gain the solidity, the steadfastness. It's standing on solid sockets. There is the bronze in the socket. It's judgment. It makes us stand firm. We have to realize that we are responsible before the Lord. We have to all be revealed in before the judgment seat of Christ. And to be this awareness keeps us in before the Lord and in his judgment. Not that our heart would seek one day for other things, like it happened with Demas. One day began to love the Lord again. The world. He was a co-worker of the apostles. How was that possible, we think? The apostles were considered pillars, and maybe he also was of esteem. But there is still the danger that our heart can be distracted. Maybe we, in our thinking and desiring, we're still in Egypt, so serving there, serving Egypt. The Lord must save us from this, in this time. Praise the Lord.
Vielleicht möchte einer der Brüder noch weitermachen.
Theo, mach ruhig weiter. Du kannst ergänzen, was du noch hast. Und der Herr dich drängt, ja.
Oh, Vater. Mhm.
Das ist eigentlich gut, Herr Jesus.
Amen. Ja, wir haben hier noch ein Bild.
We have another picture of these boards and bars that I want to show.
Genau, das ist das Heiligtum. Hier.
This is the holy place, the coverings. The brother mentioned have been taken away there in that picture. A brother has made this picture of this wonderful tabernacle. You can see the boards joined together, and these are the bars. There's a little gap here. I don't know if you can see it. It's five bars, two at the top, and in the middle one that goes through completely, and at the bottom there are another two. This picture fascinated me. On the one hand, the tabernacle is a picture of the true man, Christ, and also a picture of what God wants to transform us into. Us when we've been fully regained. But it also shows how the church should be built up. It shows the perfected, glorious church of Jesus. These boards are joined together firmly. No gap in between. The wood that you get is wild in the beginning, so to speak. It has to be put in form, cut and shaved to get this form. Then it can be joined together. That's what the Lord wants to do with us today. The vision is that God wants to build this sanctuary among us, and for this he needs boards, each one of us. Not in our natural being. We cannot put ourselves there, because our natural being has elbows sticking out, and then we can't stand next to each other. In the brother's house, here I realized that I get take offense at every corner. But the Lord has cut these boards. If I have his humanity, then I can be built up with my brother. What you also don't see, there's no natural combining. It's not the wood joined together with a hook. Often in the church life, I can't get away from someone. Whatever I do, I'd prefer to do it with that brother. Not possible for me to be built in another place. This tabernacle shows it's something mobile. It's not built once and standing there forever. The Lord wants us to be willing to be built in, but also when the Lord goes on, I have to be built in at another place. These boards are all the same. They can be fitted in every and any place. When we've been transformed into the Lord's image, then we are ready for the Lord to be used in different places, joined together at all times. These boards always have two on each side. One board is not connected with all the boards at the same time. That's our experience. We're not connected with everyone, but to the next, the ones next to us. With them, I want to have this oneness, to be joined together. In the offerings, we can take hold of the Lord in this aspect. If the Lord wants to build me in some special place, then I can take him as my burnt offering. Here you see the burnt offering altar, where I have to leave my entire natural being, and then I can be built in. And I realize my humanity is not adequate, and I can take the Lord as my meal offering to be joined in his humanity. God does not want to live in a sanctuary with holes where we come together once a week. He wants a genuine oneness in spirit. That's where there are these wonderful bars. The boards are 10 cubits high. Only by Christ working God's righteousness, represented by the 10 God's commandments. Only in this way can we be built up. The constitution of the heaven shows the righteousness of the Lord. The Lord has shown everything that is necessary to live in peace in his kingdom. If someone hits me on one cheek, I should present the other cheek to him too. If a brother does me wrong, I don't have to hit back. The righteousness of the Lord is to present the other cheek. That's the righteousness, the 10. And other examples from this constitution of the kingdom in Matthew 5 through 7. If someone urges me one to go 1 mile, and I go two. Or if I don't get along with someone so well, the constitution says we should love even our enemies. It's good to see these 10 cubits, the full measure of Christ, that his righteousness would also be fulfilled in us. That's what God wants to reach with us. It's good to know Matthew 5 through 7, the constitution of the kingdom of the heaven. Then this tabernacle can be built, and it's the same height. If I think I'm not so righteous, I'm only 5, then it's not God's dwelling place. He cannot move in. We also mustn't be too high, not self-righteous, thinking I'm better. And not to be open for the other one. That's also not the Lord's being. Then these silver sockets that we can see here. Sometimes, often we think, oh, I can't do anything, I'm not worth anything, what can I do in your house? But these two poles of the boards stand in two sockets of silver. We are standing on the foundation of Christ's redemptive work. The Lord has come into us. He has saved us. and he has made us able. 2 Corinthians 3 says it's of God that we are qualified. It's these sockets. No one should say, I'm not able. We have the salvation. We are qualified through the Lord Jesus. It's nothing of us. The sanctuary shows it's all Christ. It's nothing from us. He wants to fulfill everything. It's all from Him. The result now is, Philippians 2:20, I enjoyed that verse, Paul says of Timothy that he did not find or has anyone like-minded, of like-souled, who would take care of the Philippians. Philippians
2:19-20. They
were like-minded. They did the same. They spoke the same. They had the same soul. Now the sanctuary is a picture of the soul. God also wants us to be of the same mind, of the same soul. That's His goal. For this, I often have to deny myself, which often would prefer to do it this way, but somebody else wants to do it another way. That's where I need transformation. The oneness of the Spirit is wonderful. But Paul also says we should be like-minded or like-souled. It doesn't mean that we are all the same. We are different. But Jesus wants to transform us fully into His picture until Christ fulfills everything in us. And lastly, these 5 bars on each side. Five, we've seen, is the number of responsibility. It's also my responsibility to bring forth this oneness. We should eagerly keep the oneness of the Spirit. It doesn't happen by itself. It's my responsibility. That's why the Bible speaks of 5 bars here. Our responsibility to be built up as such a tabernacle. It doesn't happen by itself. God wants us to be diligent for this, to keep this oneness to be built up. I want to be built up with a brother, for example. This I have to call him, invite him to a Zoom meeting. This is my responsibility. It doesn't happen by itself. I have to pursue it. Let's have lunch over Zoom. This is my responsibility. God wants us to grow into this, to be built up in this way. Not with everyone, but the ones around us. So that this house can be fit together. I enjoy this picture. Do look at it. We will load it up. Then God can perfect this way with us, this work with us. Praise the Lord.
Ja, vielleicht beten wir noch kurz und dann ist es, glaube ich, gut genug für heute.
Let's pray and then we end here.
Herr, wir loben dich für dieses wunderbare Bild, was du uns vor Augen malst.
Praise you for this wonderful picture you're showing us, for this tabernacle. We want to enter into the whole reality. Build us together in this way.